Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Gimel. I want to thank Alicia Graf for giving the shiur for the past 3 days while I was away. Mazel tov to everybody. I'm finishing with Seches Rosh Hashanah and on the beginning of Meseches Tainis. So Alicia left off yesterday, two lines from the bottom on Daf Beis Amud Beis at Rabbi Akiva Omer. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, Lila Nishmas Yaakov Alexander Ben Tzvi Yitzchak Alav Hashalom, whose shloshim was yesterday, the Neshama Shevin Aliyah, and also by Avram Forman, Lezecher Nishmas, Dov Ben Shaul, Neshama Shevin Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We're going to continue the discussion about Nisa Chamayim and also about Haskaras Mashav Ruach Marda Geshem. And the Gemara is going to discuss whether those two things are related to each other. When the Nisa Chamayim was done in the Beis Hamikdash, and mentioning Mashav Ruach Marda Geshem, is the timing in sync with each other, or those two totally unrelated issues? The Gemara is going to try to identify who the Ben Besera is that we quote in our in the Braisos and in the Mishnah about Mashav HaRuach, and then we're going to talk about about Ruach and how Ruach is something that applies year round, even though Geshem may not apply year round. And the Gemara is going to say that the Ruach is the Jewish people are compared to the Ruach because it's Eif Shaliolam below Ruach, just like it's Eif Shaliolam below Yisrael, that the Klal Yisrael is as needed for the existence of the world as the wind is needed for the existence of the world. And then the Gemara is going to discuss what sort of atmospheric conditions are good for the world and bad for the world. Pre-rain clouds, post-rain clouds, snow on the mountaintops, and things of that nature. So let's begin, again, to lunch on the bottom of the page, Rabbi Akiva Omer Andaf Beis Amud Beis. So Rabbi Akiva Omer B'shish B'chag Humaskir, that we say Mashav Ruach Marda Geshem on the sixth day of Sukkot, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Bishishi, when it talks about the Karbonos of the sixth day of Sukkot, it says, Unisacheha, with a Lashon Rabbim, instead of Viniska, B'Lashon Yachid, Unisacheha, B'Lashon Rabbim. So Bishnei Nisuch, Nakas Medaber, clearly we're talking about two different types of Nisuch relating to one Karbon. Echo Nisuch HaMayim, V'echo Nisuch HaYayin. It must be that it's referring to both Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayin. So since we find that on the sixth day of Sukkot there's a makor for the concept of Nisuch HaMayim, and Nisuch HaMayim is there to be Meratza Alamayim, it relates to Hashem providing water in this world, so we mention, we begin Mashav Ruach Marda Geshem on the day that's associated with Nisuch HaMayim. So says Meravei Mitzravayu Dechamra, wait, it didn't say anything about Nisuch HaMayim. You just showed that it said on the Sacheha that there are multiple Nisuchim. Who said anything about Nisuch HaMayim? Maybe it means that there's a double Nisuch HaYayin on day six. I don't know anything about Nisuch HaMayim. So Savlak Rabbi Dibben B'Seira Damar Remizi Maya. No, we're also relying on that which Rabbi Dibben B'Seira had said, that the Mem, the Yud, and the Mem are alluded to in the Psukim to show that we're referring to Nisuch HaMayim. So therefore, the Pasuk of Nisacheha, when it refers to a second Nisuch, must be referring to that Mayim, since we know that there is such a thing as Nisuch HaMayim based on the Ramazim that we learned about the Mem, the Yud, the extra Mem, Yud, and Mem that are referred to Mayim. So ask the Gemara, Isav like Rabbi Dibben B'Seira, but if you really want to hold like Rabbi Dibben B'Seira that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is derived from those extra letters that spell out the word Mayim, so the name of Kavasei. So say like Rabbi Dibben B'Seira. I mean, he had a Shita also, that you begin to say Mashav Ruach Marda Geshem on the second day of Sukkot. So why would you hold that you begin Mashav Ruach Marda Geshem on the sixth day of Sukkot if you hold that the Mem, the Yud, the Mem that are referred to in the Pasuk are Remes Nisuch HaMayim? Go all the way and say it's the second day of Sukkot. Says Gemara, Kasav Rabbi Kiva, Kiksiv Nisuch Yisera Beshish Yuduchsiv. No, because the Pasuk doesn't allude to the idea that there's a second Nisuch that actually happens except for on the sixth day. So since it refers to a second Nisuch that happens on the sixth day, so that's the day, the time, the mitzvah of Nisuch that's for Sukkot must be primarily for that day. The remez that Rabbi Ben Beseira told me about the Mem, the Yud and the Mem that are extra, that's a Gilim Milsa to teach us that nisuch that we're talking about on the sixth day must be nisuch hamayim and not nisuch hayayin. So that's what Rabbi Kiva holds, that you begin haskaras kishamim dafka on yom shishi, on the day of the nisuch hamayim. So it's the two ideas work in concert with each other. We have a remez of mem yud and mem to tell me that there's a concept of nisuch hamayim, but then there's an explicit pasuk by yom hashishi that says unasacheha, that tells me that extra nisuch that's hinted to happens now. It happens on the sixth day. And that's why Mashav Ruach also happens on the sixth day. So now the Gemara brings that Rabbi Nassan has a different makor for the mitzvah of Nisa Chamayim. Tanya Rabbi Nassan Omer, that when the Torah talks about the Karban Tamid, it says, Bakodesh Hasech Nesach Shechar La Hashem. So the Lashon of Nesach is doubled in the Pasuk. Hasech Nesach. So B'shnei Nisuchin HaKasim Medaber. So the fact that it says Hasech Nesach must be teaching me that there are two Nisuchin over here. Echo Nisa Chamayim. There's the Nisa Chamayim of Sukkis, Vech Nisuch HaYayin, and there's the Nisuch HaYayin of bringing the Karban Tamid each and every day. Same at Ravayu Dechamra. But wait, how do you see in those words that there's a Nisuch HaMayim? Maybe it's all talking about Nisuch HaYayin. Maybe the Pasuk is telling me that there are two Nisuchim of Yayin. Same Kain Lichtov Kra. If they were both talking about the same type of beverage that was Nisnasech, that was poured on the Mizbeach, then the Pasuk should have said, oh, Hasech Hasech. Oh, Nesach Nesach. Then it should have, if it wanted to double the expression, it should have used the same word twice. Why does it change the word ever so slightly? My Haseich Nesach. Why does it change the word when it doubles the expression? Shamina Chadmai V'Chad Chamra. Must be that one of the Nisuchim is about Mayim and the other one is about Yayin. And that's why the expression changes from one to the other. The Karen Nor raises the question, how does Rabbi Nassan know the Nisuch HaMayim is Dafkan Chagasukos? Meaning this Pasuk, the weakness in Rabbi Nassan's drasha is that it's not a pasuk about Yom Tov at all. It's a pasuk about the Karban Tamid. What day do we bring the Karban Tamid? Every day. So how do I see that Nisuch HaMayim relates at all to the Yom Tov of Sukkot? So in Gvura Sari, the Shagasari suggests that Rabbi Nassan is also samech on the pasuk of Unasacheha with that was on the sixth day of Sukkot, and he darshins that B'shnei Nisuch HaKasim Medaber. It's just Rabbi Akiva darshin the very din that there is a concept of Nisuch HaMayim from Nisacheha, like Rabbi Dim B'Seira. That the Mem, the Yud Mem, and Rabbi Nassan darshins the Ikra Din of Nisuch HaMayim from the Pasuk of Hasech Nesach, from the fact that it doesn't say Hasech Hasech or Nesach Nesach. But from the Pasuk of Nusacheha, we learn that happens on Chag HaSukkos itself. Meaning, Rabbi Nassan is not as different from Rabbi Akiva as you think. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nassan are both relying on the Pasuk of Nusacheha by the sixth day of Sukkot. It's just that, how I know the very concept of Nisuch HaMayim, the very idea that there even is such a thing as water that's part of the Mizbech, that's where they differ from each other, whether it's from the remez of the Mem, Yud, and Mem, or whether it's from the Karban Tamid. In the Marah Kohen, he suggests that Rabbi Nassan darshins that the Pasuk is talking about Sukkot because it says Haseich, and Haseich is Osio Sukkah. That's what Chassam Sofer says also, that it could, instead of saying Nesach, it says Haseich, so it's Samach Chaf Hei, so it's a remez in the Pasuk itself to Sukkah, and that must have tipped off Rabbi Nassan that there's something about Sukkah going on in this pasuk. It's not really one of the Midrash HaTorah judges, but I don't think to flip around the letters and darshan, but such a remez. So now the Gemara goes back to the machlokas tanaim that we had. Which day of Sukkot do we begin the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim? So and because the matter of when we say Mashav Ruach Amar LeGeshem hinges on that, on when Nisuch HaMayim happens. So, or it's at least that's what the Gemara is assuming right now. Elo haditna, that which the Mishnah says in Masechah Sukkah. Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva, that Nisuch HaMayim happens for all 7 days of Sukkot. Money, which Shita in Tanaim assumes that Nisuch HaMayim happens for all 7 days of Sukkot. E Rabbi Yeshua, if it's assuming like Rabbi Yeshua that the time that we mention Mashav Ruach Amar LeGeshem is from when we put down the lulav, meaning on the seventh day of Sukkot, name Echad Yoma. Excuse me. Then the Mishnah should have said that we're menasech HaMayim for only one day, because on the seventh day of Sukkot is when it starts and that's when it ends, and that should be it. And the Rabbi Akiva, and if we're it's like Rabbi Akiva, darshan the pasuk in the Sacheha that it says on Yom HaShishi, and it's saying Shnei Nisuchin happen on Yom HaShishi, then Treyomi, then it starts on the sixth day, ends on the seventh day, because the seventh day is the last day of Sukkot. So it should only be only 2 days, Yom HaShishi and Yom HaShvi'i. And Rabbi Yudim B'Seira, And if we're assuming like Rabbi Dam Seiru, who darshan from the Mem and the Yud and the Mem that begins on the second day of Sukkot, Shita Yomei, Sukkot starting on the second day until the end is only 6 days. Days 2 through 7 is only 6 days. So who is the Mishnah going like when it says Nisuch HaMayim is Kol Shiva? None of the three Shitos that we have that describe Nisuch HaMayim, where we learn Nisuch HaMayim from, tell me that that it would be 7 days. It would either be 1 day, it would be 2 days, or it would be 6 days. So says Mar Liola Rabbi Dam Seiru. Really, the Mishnah Nisuch HaMayim being Noe Kol Shiva is the sheet of Rabbi Ben Beseira, that you mentioned Askaras Kishamim on the second day of Sukkot. So Nisuch HaMayim also begins the second day of Sukkot. Aye, how can you say Kol Shiva? Usrile, Rabbi Yehuda Demas Nisin, he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who appears in the Mishnah Masech HaSukkot, Detran Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beloga Yimanasech Kol Shmona. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Nisuch HaMayim does not end at the end of Sukkot, it ends at Shmini Atzeres. It happens Kol Shmona, including Shmini Atzeres. So Rabbi Ben Beseira holds, I agree with your end time, I just disagree with your beginning time. I don't think it's Kol Shmona, I think it starts on the second day, but I agree that it ends at Shmini Atzeres. And that's the Shita that says they have Nisuch HaMayim for 7 days. Umapik Rishon Uma Ayul Shmini. Rabbi Yehuda Beseira takes out the first day from Nisuch HaMayim, and he puts the 8th day instead included in Nisuch HaMayim. So it turns out Nisuch HaMayim is for 7 days, from day 2 until day 8. So that's the Shita of the Mishnah in Masech HaSukkah. Umayishna Rishon Delo. Why is it that on the first day of Sukkot we don't do Nisuch HaMayim? Dechi Remizi Mayim B'Sheni Hu D'Remizi. The reason is because when the pasuk in the Torah is Miramis to Mayim, it's Miramis to Mayim on the second day. That extra mem in V'Nischehem is on the second day of Sukkot. Shmini Nami Ki Remizi Mayim B'Shvi'i Hu D'Remizi. So it says, but wait a second, then why does it extend all the way till the 8th day? That last mem in the Remez of Mem Yud Mem is Kimishpatam, and Kimishpatam is on the 7th day of Sukkot. So if Nisuch HaMayim begins on the 2nd day, because that's when the remez of the first mem appears, then it should also end on the 7th day, because that's when the remez of the last mem appears. So we're back to the kasha. Who's the sheet of the Mishnah that holds Nisuch HaMayim is Noeg for all 7 days? Ella Rabbi Yeshua. He says, Gemara, we must be following the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that the beginning of Haskaras Geshamim is from the time you put down the lulav. The fact that you do Nisuch HaMayim for all 7 days, totally unrelated to when we do Haskaras Geshamim. Meaning, Haskaras Geshamim is only done already on, only begins on the last day of Sukkot, but Nisuch HaMayim begins already on the first day of Sukkot. You do Nisuch HaMayim for 7 days of Sukkot, because the two are unrelated to each other. Up until now, we've been assuming that they have to be in lockstep, they have to be related to each other. No, special Allah Moshe Mitzrayim, Nisuch HaMayim happens on 7 days of Sukkot, regardless of when you happen to say Mashav Ruach Umar Nageshem. How do I know Nisuch HaMayim is Halach al Moshe Mitzrayim? Dam Rabbi Ami, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechuni, Yishpikas Peis Chorsan. Rabbi Ami said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Nechuni, Yishpikas Peis Chorsan, that there are three halachos that are Halach al Moshe Mitzrayim, that sort of get clustered together. There's Esen Matios, the idea that if you plant an area of a Beis Sa'a on Shemitah, you're allowed to plow that area, that entire field, up until the Rosh Hashanah up until the Erev Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah year, meaning you don't have to do Tosefes Shemitah, you could put on that area of land. If you have Eser Netios within a Beis Sa'a that are planted within a Beis Sa'a, you're allowed to plow that entire area right up until Rosh Hashanah the Shemitah year. And then you have Arava, the mitzvah of the Arava, that the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash would take the Aravos and would be makif the Mizbeach with the Aravos, and relevant to us, V'Nisuch HaMayim. You have the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, Yimnasech on the Mizbeach for all 7 days of Sukkot, and all of those things are Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. All of them are a Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. All three of those halachos are Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. So Rashi writes that in the case of Eser Netios that are spread throughout a Beis Sa'a, the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim is that you're allowed to plant the entire Beis Sa'a until Erev Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah. Even though Stam Sados, the Halacha is you have to stop 30 days before the Shemitah year. Oh, it looks like I lost my Zoom. That Stam Sados, you have to, you would have to stop. It's coming back. Stam Sados, you have to stop 30 days before the Shemitah year, but when you have Eser Netios, you could go up until Erev Rosh Hashanah. The reason you don't plow Stam Sados, Sorry about that. The reason you don't plow stam sados before for 30 days before the Shemitah year, Rashi writes in Masech Chasukah Daf Lamed Daled, is because there's a halacha that mosif mechol al kodesh. You always have to add becharish v'katzir tishbos, that we derive that you have to be mosif mechol al kodesh, just like we have tosef Shabbos and we have tosef Yom Kippurim, we have a din of tosef Shvius. But by the Netzios, there's a halacha l'moshe misinah that there's no din of being mosif mechol al kodesh. So the Kappas tomorrow points out that the maskana of the Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan is that only Rabbi Yishmael, who doesn't darshan the pasuk b'charish v'katzir tishbos, to be referring to Tosef Shvius, l'shitaso Tosef Shvius is derived from this halachah Moshe Misinai. But Rabbi Akiva, who derives Tosef Shvius from the pasuk b'charish v'katzir tishbos, doesn't hold this halachah Moshe Misinai. So ask the Kabbalists tomorrow, why does Rashi and Sukkah mix the two deos together? That he says Tosef Shvius is derived from a pasuk like Rabbi Akiva, and he says the essay the din of Esther Natiyos is right from Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's Rabbi Yishmael. They really reflect two totally different shitos in Tanoim. So the Aruch Lanera suggests that according to Rabbi Akiva, only the din of Tosef HaShviyos is right from Becharish of Katzir Tishvos. The heter of Esther Natiyos, that you're allowed to plow that area, that Beisa of land up until Erev Rosh Hashanah, that even Rabbi Akiva would say that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So Rashi and Sukkah is going completely like the shita of Rabbi Akiva, that even if you hold the basic din of Tosef HaShviyos is not Halacha Moshe Misinai, the din of Esther Natiyos, that heter of Esther Natiyos, that most certainly is Halacha Moshe Misinai. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara explains the end of the brisa that we had mentioned on Daf Beis and Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Shua, over Lefnei Ateva, Biyom Tov Achron Shel Chag, meaning we're going back to an inyan that we discussed yesterday, right? We already closed off this inyan. The inyan we were discussing is where do we find whose shita is being followed when the Mishnah tells us that Nisa Chamayim happens for all 7 days. And the basis of the question was that Nisa Chamayim has to have something to do with Mashav Ruach Mor Nageshem. We went through every shita of when you start Mashav Ruach Mor Nageshem, and none of them seem to suggest that that if you do Nisa Chamayim starting then, it's going to be 7 days. So ultimately, the Gemara's answer was, you're right, the two are unrelated to each other. You start Mashav Ruach Mor Nageshem whenever you start Mashav Ruach Mor Nageshem. You can start that on the last day of Sukkot. But Nisa Chamayim is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that lasts for 7 days. So now, new topic. Rabbi Yudom Rishum Rabbi Yoshua, Hover L'Pnei Ateva B'Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, the person who davens for an amud on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achron Mazkir, you start saying Mashav Ruach Mor Nageshem at Musuf, Harishon Eina Mazkir. The Baal Shachris doesn't say Mashav Ruach Mor Nageshem yet. B'Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, when you daven on the first day of Pesach, Harishon Mazkir, Ha'achron Eina Mazkir. The Rishon, the Baal Shachris, still says Mashav Ruach Mor Nageshem, and it switches at Musaf. The Baal Musaf doesn't say Mashav Ruach Mor Nageshem. So ask the Gemara, hey Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yehuda quoting when he says such a din in the name of Rabbi Yeshua? So right away, that's an odd question. What do you mean, which Rabbi Yeshua is he quoting? Whoever Stam Rabbi Yeshua is in all of Shas, look in the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, he identifies who the Stam everybody is. So who's Stam Rabbi Yeshua in all of Shas? It's the same, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, happens to be the Rambam writes in the Akdama to Pirush Mishnah. So okay, so it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. What do you mean, hey Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua is it? So clearly it's asking hey Rabbi Yeshua because there's a stira in Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara is asking that we find, but even so, we do find a lot of times where a Bryce will quote something from a particular Tana, and then it will bring another Tana that quotes in the name of that very same Tana, a different Shita. So here also, Rabbi Yehuda is being cholik on that which the beginning of the Bryce quoted in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I don't think Rabbi Yeshua said what you said he said, I think Rabbi Yeshua said something differently. So what's so confusing about hey Rabbi Yeshua? Isn't it the same Rabbi Yeshua that the Braisa was referring to previously? So it has to be over here. The Achrona point out was that the Gemara was bothered that Rabbi Yehuda says this din three times. This din that that the Baal Musaf is the one that starts Mashav Ruach Mor Nageshem, and the Baal Musaf on Pesach is the one that stops Mashav Ruach. He says this din three times. Each time he says it in the name of a different chacham. So that's what's confusing. In the Mishnah, he says that he says it on his own. Rabbi Yehuda says it on his own. in the first brisa he quotes it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. And then we're going to have another brisa where he quotes it in the name of Ben Beseira. So we're saying, what is going on over here? Which Rabbi Yeshua is this? Rabbi Yehuda quotes it on his own one place, quotes it in the name of Ben Beseira another place, and name of Rabbi Yeshua another place. So, hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Elim Rabbi Yeshua de Masnissin, if we're talking about Rabbi Yehoshua of our Mishnah, Ha'amar B'yom Tavachron Shal Chagu Maski, Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says, not that way. He says that that B'yom Tavachron Shal Chag sounds like the whole day, that it doesn't start at Musuf on Shemini Atzeres, that already at Shachris on Shemini Atzeres, you're saying Mashav Baruch Amar Degeshem. And yet Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that it only starts at Musuf of Shemini Atzeres, meaning when do you daven Geshem? You don't daven Geshem at Shachris, you do Geshem at Musuf on Shemini Atzeres. El Rabbi Yeshua the Braisa. So it must be the Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa. Well, Ha'amar Mishas HaNechaso. Rabbi Yeshua the Braisa has a totally different shita. He holds it's from when you put down the lulav. You put down the lulav on the seventh day on what we call Hoshana Rabbah. That's when you put down the lulav. So not on the eighth day. So it's totally the wrong day. So one is more off than the next. So Vesu, and not only that, it can't be on that. We have another Braisa. Hadetanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Ben Beseira. Right? Here's the third place that Rabbi Yehuda quotes this din. He says in the name of Ben Beseira that over Levnei Ateva B'yom Tav Achron Shalchag Achron Maskir, that the guy who davens for an Amud on Shmini Atzeres, the Bal Musuf is the one that says Mashav Baruch Mar Lageshem. Well, hey Ben Beseira, which of Beseira's children are we talking about when we say Ben Beseira, when Rabbi Yehuda quotes Ben Beseira? Elim Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. So you want to pick the most likely candidate that it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. He's the one that's normally quoted throughout Shas. Ha'amar B'sheni B'chagu Maskir. But we know that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira says that it's on the second day of Yantav you already start Mashav Baruch Mar Geshem. So again, that would be way off to say that you start on Shmini Atzeres. We know what Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira says. He says he started 6 days before that. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tehei, but Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira, you could solve all the problems. How could he quote the same thing from Rabbi Yehoshua and the same thing from Ben Beseira? Because Beseira had a child by the name of Yehoshua. So he's talking about Yehoshua Ben Beseira. And that explains why there could be a stira in what Rabbi Yehoshua holds. There's Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Chananya and there's Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira, and they hold different things. So the Rabbi Yehoshua of the first Braisa is the Ben Beseira of this Braisa. Zimnin Dekari Le Bishmei. So sometimes we call, Rabbi Yehuda calls him by his real name, by Rabbi Yehoshua. And Zimnin Dekari Bishmeidava, and sometimes he only refers to him by his father's name. He only calls him by his father's name. And he refers to him as Ben Beseira. Why would he sometimes refer to him by his own name and sometimes by his father's name? It depends at what point in life he's up to. One is before he got smicha, one is after he got smicha. At a certain point, the child matures and he accomplishes, and then you're no longer known as the father of that child. Now you're known. I mean, you're no longer, the child is no longer known as your son. You're known as the father of that child. You know, that's the bracha. That's the biggest bracha. That you should always be, that you should always be known by your children instead of being known by yourself. So Beseira had such a bracha that ultimately Rabbi Yeshua became known as Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira once he got smicha, once he became so chashuv that he was worthy of being known not only by his father's name. Okay, so once we discuss mentioning Gevurah Gesham, the Gemara brings a brisa about talking about the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Tal and Ruchos as well. Geshem is much more limited because Geshem is sometimes proper, sometimes Gishmei Bracha and good for us, and sometimes very, very bad for us when we have Geshem. Tal and Ruach are much more are much more beneficial throughout the year. So Tana, B'tal and Ruchos lo chivu chacham lahazkir. The Chacham don't even require us to mention Tal and Ruchos even in the winter time. Mashav Ruach Mar Tal doesn't have to be mentioned. V'imbal lahazkir maskir. But if you want to mention Mashav Ruach, or you want to mention Moratal in your tefillah, that you're allowed to do. The Ritva explains that the Chum do not require Talu Ruchos even in a place where, even in a time that it's that you would think it's appropriate to be maskir, like Tal in the summertime and Ruchos in the wintertime. But if you want to mention even Shalobizmanim, like Tal in the wintertime and Ruchos in the summertime, that's fine as well. The Ran just asks on that pshat that which we're knowing right now, that we mention Ruach b'yimo b'yimos ha-geshamim, and Rosh Shoel Tal, bein b'yimos ha-chama, bein b'yimos ha-geshamim, so because there's no makar for mentioning at all. So the Ran says that Tal and Ruchos, the Chama are not mechayev mentioning Tal and Ruchos because they're not nets or legamri. But Afal Pikein, if you want to mention them in order to associate them with the Zman that's roi for them, so then you mention them in the Zman that's roi for them, and it's Zachor Latov. But anyway, this is just a simple reading of the Gemara, that you never have to mention them. Lo Chivu Lahaskir, and Vimba Lahaskir Maskir. But if you want to mention Mashavurach, or you want to mention Muratal in your Tefillah, you're always allowed to. So my time, why did the Chacham not mechayev you to mention Muratal and Mashavurach? I'm Rabbi Chanina, Lefi She'ein Netzarin. Because it's not a question whether there's going to be Ruchos and there's going to be Tal. That's a constant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria, meaning everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could stop anything at any time. But there are certain things that He gives us each and every day, and He built it into the Bria that it comes each and every day. And other things that He wants us to ask for. And how do I know He wants us to ask for them? Because He stops them at certain times, and it doesn't happen every day. So when the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us rain at particular times and not at other times, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us, you got to ask for it. But when He gives us Tal each and every day, and He gives us Ruchos each and every day, that means you don't need to ask for it. V'tal minolan d'lo mi'atzer. What's the mucker of the idea that Tal never stops, that the whole year Tal always happens? I would have said, go outside. You know, look every morning. And where's a pasuk? Pasuk says, "Vayomer Eliyahu Atishbi mitosrei gila delachav chaya Hashem Elokei Yisrael asher amadti lefanav imia shana meila tal matar ki im lefi dvari." That Eliyahu Navi is taking a shavua to Achav that because he's not behaving properly, the tal and matar are not going to come down without the tzivui, without his particular tzivui. Uksiv, and then after Eliyahu's nevuah is fulfilled, and there was a famine for 3 years, the pasuk says that Hashem tells Eliyahu after 3 years of famine, lechi roe elach. Go to Achav, and now there's going to be rain that's going to come. So now it's going to start raining again. What do you mean start raining again? You said the rain and the Tal is going to stop. Hashem didn't tell Eliyahu, and also I'll give you Tal from now on, there's going to be Tal as well. He didn't say that. My time, so why didn't he mention Tal? Mishum to Lomayatzer. Must be because Tal never really stopped. That even when the rain stopped for those years that Eliyahu said they would stop, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told Eliyahu that the Tal is going to return, because the Tal never stopped, because Tal can never stop. Well, wait a second, then what was Eliyahu talking about at first? He's a Navi, he's not supposed to be a Navi Sheker, so what's he saying, that there's not going to be any Tal? There was going to be Tal the whole time. He said, no, there's not going to be any Tal, Kiyim Lufi Dvarai. No, Hachi Karmelei, what Eliyahu and Navi was telling Achav was that Afilu Tal de Bracha Nami Loasi. Of course there's going to be Tal every day, but Tal could sometimes be a Tal of Bracha, and sometimes it will be Tal that's not of bracha. Rain could stop entirely. So the rain is going to stop entirely. The Tal is going to continue, but it's going to be a Tal that's not of bracha. So says the Gemara, okay, but then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it back, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu only mention that the rain is coming back? V'lahadri l'tal de bracha. Why doesn't Hashem also mention that the Tal of bracha is coming back? That's, after all, that's what stopped. The Tal of bracha stopped. So let him say that the Tal of bracha is coming back. Says Gemara, no, mishum t'lo minkra milsa. Because it's not going to be nikkur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back Tal of bracha. Because even when it wasn't raining, there was still Tal coming down. Whereas Eliyahu said to Achav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ve'etna Tal Matar, Achav would say, what do you mean? Tal never stopped. It was here the whole time. You know, whether Tal is bracha or not bracha, that's a judgment call. That's up to someone's own interpretation of events. So you don't want to have something like that, that's subject to the interpretation, to a personal interpretation. So in order to make the Nevuah much stronger, he focused on the rain, which is not debatable. It hadn't rained, and now he says it's going to rain again, and that's it. So now we know that it's going to rain again. The Rabbi Kivega raises a question in the Gemara. From the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like the kasha is, why did Eliyahu swear about the Tal if the Tal never stopped? The Gemara should have asked that the Shavua that he took was a Shavua Shav, because the Tal never stopped. Meaning the Gemara asks, why is he taking such a Shavua? Well, forget about why is he taking such a shvua. What the purpose of the shvua? It's a shvua shav. He's not allowed to take a shvua. It's an iser to take such a shvua. That should have been the Gemara's kasha. That's what Rabbi Kivega asked. So the Ein Yaakov suggests that Eliyahu swore that there won't be talu matar together kiyam al pi dvaro, except for when he says there will be. So since the Tal never stopped, his Shavua was really only on the Matar. So the Gemara is saying that the Tal never stopped, so his whole Shavua was really only for the sake of the Matar. So why did he bother mentioning Tal in the Shavua? I mean, he was not a Shavua Shav. It was true. There were never, whenever you say a Vav, Vav can mean and or Vav can mean or, right? So he says there's not going to be Tal u Matar. Does that mean there's neither going to be Tal nor Matar? So that's the simple reading of the Pasuk. So says in Yaakov, no. It means there's not going to be both Tal and Matar together. So what didn't happen? There was never rain, and there was always Tal. So the Gemara's question is, okay, so let him just say that. It's not going to rain. And the Tal really has nothing to do with it. So the reason that he incorporated Tal in the Shavua is because the Tal did qualitatively change over the course of 3 years, and that's what the Gemara is highlighting. That's the... That's the way to touch up the pasuk. So now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Chanina that the ruchos don't stop throughout the year. Ruchos minalan de lomayatsri. So we already went through how we know that the Tal doesn't stop. From Eliyahu we know that the Tal never stops. How do I know that ruchos don't stop throughout the year? So Rabbi Shimon Levi damar kach, because the pasuk says ki ka'ar beruchos hashemayim pirasti eschem nu'um Hashem, that I've spread you out like the four ruchos hashemayim, says Hashem. My kamalu, what's the pasuk saying? That I've spread you out through the four ruchos Hashemayim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking to be Goel Yisrael and to tell them that since they're spread out in the four ruchos Olam, they're going to have to gather together in order to be Makariv the Geula Ihachi. If that's the case, Ke arba, be arba mi paile. He shouldn't say I spread you out like the four ruchos Hashemayim. He should say I spread you out in the four ruchos Hashemayim, in all of the directions. That would imply that we're spread all over the world in the north, east, south, west. Ella, north, south, east, west. Ella hachi kamar. So this is, I just flew southwest yesterday. Ella hachi kamar. So that's what the must be. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling him, kishem she'ief shali olam below ruchos, just like the world can't exist without ruchos, the ruchos have benefit to cool off the world, and the world can't exist without it. Kach ief shali olam below Yisrael. So too, the world cannot exist without Klal Yisrael. We discussed the other day that when we were learning Rosh Hashanah, that we go in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on the Yimei Adin, and there's a certain pachar of the Yimei Adin, but the Torah also comes from the Medrash, there's a certain confidence in the Yimei Adin. Where does that confidence come from? We should be pachar. We don't know what's going to be. No one knows what the coming year brings, and we explain that there seems to be a chiluk that no one knows what the year is going to bring for us personally, but as Klal Yisrael we have tremendous confidence. We know that Klal Yisrael is always going to be here. Klal Yisrael is always going to survive. The world can't exist without Klal Yisrael. So no matter how many times people try, Klal Yisrael has to be here and has to be here for the good of the entire world. So the whole world is created for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, "Im lo brisi yomam v'layla chukos shemayim va'aretz lo samti." So the pasuk is comparing the ruchos to the impact of the ruchos on the world. That just like the world can't exist without ruchos, so too the world can't exist without Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread Klal Yisrael in the four ruchos ha'olam, in order so that in their zuchus the world would continue to exist. And since the world can't exist without ruchos, you see that meaning the whole point over here is not the Klal Yisrael limud. The way we're getting into it is through Maseches Tainis. And Maseches Tainis, we're talking about rain, and we're talking about dew, and we're talking about wind. So we said, how do I know that dew never stops? I learned that from Eliyahu. How do I know that wind never stops? It's because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares the wind to Klal Yisrael, you see that it must mean that he's saying that the world can't exist without wind, just like the world can't exist without Klal Yisrael. So the point is, the wind never stops. So now the Gemara goes back to the Braisa that we had earlier today, that the Chum don't require mentioning Tal and Ruach, but if you want to mention it, you do. So I'm Rabbi Chanina Hilkach, since there's no Chiyuv to mention Tal and Ruchos, so the following comes out. B'yemos HaChama, during the summertime, from Pesach until Sukkot, Amar Mashav HaRuach, if a person says Mashav HaRuach, ain't Machzirin. Israel. So he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha and say the bracha again without the words Mashav Ruach, because the Ruach is always there. It's there in the summertime as well, and therefore the tefillah is fine. Amar Morad HaGeshem, but if in the summertime he says Morad HaGeshem, Machzir Nosso, he's got to go back to the beginning of the bracha and say it right this time, because rain in the summertime is a siman klala, and you don't want to say Morad HaGeshem in the summertime. Pimos HaGeshamim, if during the wintertime, lo Amar Mashav Ruach, a person skips Mashav Ruach, ain Machzir Nosso, he doesn't have to go back and say it, because you never have to say Mashav Ruach. Lo Amar Morad HaGeshem, but if you don't say Morad HaGeshem during the wintertime, Machzir Nosso, he's got to go back in order to say Morad HaGeshem properly, because we need the Geshem during the wintertime. Even if he says that he's mispallel that the Ruach shouldn't blow at all and the Tal shouldn't come down, so we don't make him go back, because the Tal and Ruchos never stop. So the Tefillah is lo malav lo morid. You could say whatever you want. Kodesh Baruch Hu built into the Bria that there's always going to be Ruach and there's always going to be Tal. So you could say whatever you want about how there's not going to be, there shouldn't be Ruach and there shouldn't be Tal. Such a tefillah is lo malav lo morid, and therefore ein machzir nosso, which is fascinating that you could say. Basically, we're saying it's narishkeit. What you're saying is silly, and therefore you don't have a right to say it. But it doesn't matter anyway. In the Gilyonos of the Kilus Yaakov, he says, you see from here that someone who's mosif in his tefillah things that are not supposed to be said in the tefillah, and things that have no shaychus to the tefillah, it's apparently not considered a hefsek in the tefillah, and you're yotze yurchiyuv with the tefillah, because this is something that has, it's nonsense, and yet it's a valid tefillah. We don't make him go back. That's what the Ritva writes in our sugya in the name of his Rebbe, that if a person makes a mistake in his tefillah, even by something that you don't go back for when you're mesayim the bracha, and you didn't finish the bracha yet, you just said bracha to Hashem, and if you're mesayim the bracha, you're not going to be able to go back anymore. You could say lamdeni chukecha, and then it's as if you weren't yet mesayim the bracha, and then you can still go back and fix it. But the Ritva disagrees, and he says something that you're not chozer love, you shouldn't do such a neitza. But something that you do need to be chozer love, you should do such a neitza. So Rav Moshe points out that Rav Moshe in the Tshuva points out, or Chaim Chelik Dalas Mitzadi Gimel, that Lechor it's Baru Pashut, that it's Asr to learn Psukim of Torah in the middle of Tefillah. He says, what's this Eitza that you're going to say Lamdeni Chukecha? Because Baruch Ata Hashem, and you say Lamdeni Chukecha in the middle of Tefillah so that you can keep the Bracha alive so you can go back and fix it. You know, I'll just say Psukim in the middle of your Tefillah. You know, I'll just add things in when as you please in the middle of Tefillah. So he says, you shouldn't do like the Ritva, which the Bir Alach Paschal is like that Ritva, by the way. Rambam says, you shouldn't do that. You're finished. Mechaya Mesim, Makshuz Shechinas Letzion, all of the. And you say Mashav Ruach and Yalav Yavo like you would after the Gemar Bracha. He says you don't just start throwing things in. This is Rav Meisha L'Shitas. There's a big machlokas between Rav Meisha and the Kleisenberg Rebbe, although the Kleisenberg Rebbe never wrote a tshuva on the topic as far as I know, whether you're allowed to just throw in Yiddish words in the middle of Shemona Esrei, right? The Kleisenberg Rebbe, anyone who would, Rav Asher Weiss described his Rebbe davening, and he said my Rebbe davening was like a child talking to his father. There's nothing. He said sometimes it could be a 10-minute Shemona Esrei, sometimes it could be an hour and a half, and you never knew. It could be a mincha on a Tuesday, and all of a sudden it's going to be an hour and a half, and you just have to wait. And you know that was a. And he said, like in the middle of the davening, he starts screaming out, "Hey, look about Shefer!" And he would start. So Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that you're not allowed to say "Hey, look about Shefer" in the middle of Shemona Esrei. They're very different experiences. Rav Moshe spent this. Someone just emailed me last week explaining that probably Rav Moshe was fighting the conservative movement the whole time with changes in tefillah and this and that. So he said, "No changes in tefillah." Kleisenberg Rebbe was trying to teach a generation post Holocaust how to talk to Hashem again. So there's you cry out to Hel Gabba Shefer, you cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the middle of tefillah. I mean, it's a halachic inyan, but it's also what they were feeling at the time as well. So okay, so says Gemara Vayta Tana ba'avim ruchos olchivu cham lahaskir. We the Cham don't require us to mention the. Clouds and the winds. V'imbala haskir maskir. But if you want to, you can. My time of mishum de lo me'atzri. Those also never stop. The lo me'atzri. Clouds never stop. V'atani Rav Yosef. V'atzras ha'shemayim min ha'avim min ha'ruchos. That the shemayim is going to stop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold back the clouds and the winds, and not only the rain. So atomer min avim min ha'ruchos ve'enel min ha'matar. How do you know that v'atzras ha'shemayim means avim min ha'ruchos? Maybe it just means rain. Kishomer v'lo yematar. Because then it goes and it says, and there won't be rain. Harei matar amar. So it already talks about rain. Hamani mekayim vatzar shemayim. So what does vatzar shemayim mean? It must mean mina of mina ruchos, that there's times that there's not going to be clouds and there's not going to be ruchos. So kasha ruchos and ruchos kasha avim avim. So we have a double stira, because we have a stira whether ruchos ever stop and we have a stira whether clouds ever stop. So it says mara avim avim lo kasha. Habacharfi habaf. There are different types of clouds. The Brisa says the clouds never stop. That's the clouds that come before the rain. Habaafli, the Brisa that says that the clouds do stop. That's the clouds that come after the rain and are good for the ground. Ruchos haruchos lo kasha, and it's not a steer with wind either. Habruach mitzuya. The Brisa that says ruchos never stops. Some of the normal wind. Habruach sheinu mitzuya. The ruchos that can stop are the very strong hurricane type winds. Ruach sheinu mitzuya chazi lebedari. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second, a Ruach Sheinu Metzuya is also necessary. It helps for the Beis HaGranos to spread the grain from the chaff and to separate things. You need a strong wind to do such a thing. Says Mar Asher Ben Avasa, you could get a fan to do that also. Meaning there are other things that can mimic that wind. You don't need the wind doesn't have to be there in order to accomplish that task. Tana Avim Aruch Hashniyos LaMatar, that clouds and winds are second to rain in terms of the benefit that they provide for the land. Seichi Dami, which types of clouds and wind are we talking about that they're almost as good as rain, that they're second but almost as good as rain? Samru Levitim Rabbi Yehuda Debaser Mitzvah. We're talking about the clouds and the wind that come after the rain. The Meimim Deval, you see, really, clouds and wind after rain is a good thing? Vaksiv, but in the Tochicha in Sefer Devarim, it says that if you don't listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem, Yitain Hashem es mitar artzcha avak viyafar. V'yamru levitim Rabbi Yehuda zika debasa mitra, that the pasuk is talking about the wind that comes after the rain, and it's telling me. So you see from the pasuk that the wind after the rain is a terrible thing. So lo kasha hada asanicha hada asarazi. It depends how it blows. The Brisa says that ruach after rain is considered to be good, and it's almost as good as the rain itself. That's when it blows softly, whereas when it comes in a very fierce wind after the rain, that's not so good for us, and that's considered the klala in the Mishnah Torah. Had mala avak, had la mala avak, and the Gemara explains why. Because a ruach that blows very strongly will bring up the dirt and it will ruin all the crops. Whereas a ruach that blows benachas is not going to be mala avak, and it's going to be good for the crops. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with the Amr of Yehuda tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. Oh, yeah.